cubic feet per second.
Only 35 CFS. Yeah. That's pretty good.
You should have seen it at 300.
Oh my gosh.
It brought tears to my eyes. it wasn't washed out. It was, I'd say, permanently fishable at 300. 700
really?
Is just an entrenched meander, so it's, the water's moving left to right, but it goes around that.
Okay.
And, so before 1991, there was nothing green at the bottom of the canyon here. And LA, in agreeing to negotiate this was really, they actually hadn't gotten all the bad news from the Mono Lake decision in 91. That came 3 years later. But they've been beat to the point they realize they're just dealing with one or two parties, not with the whole multilateral coalition formed against them. But one of the things they did was they brought in consultants who immediately and steadfastly argued that the best thing, dampen it. Don't make a big stream, don't make a river, just dampen it, and that'll maximize the acreage of riparian vegetation. So their recommendation was to put, and this is all stuff that's still being negotiated. The upper 10 miles where we have not changed the CFS up there. Reason for that is there's an endangered fish there that owns two each up. There's a hybridized form of that species in Crowley. So if they released water directly from Crowley to the upper half of the gorge, it would eliminate that species, be it placed under federal nature. There, with that steady, not invariant 15 CFS, as a control or as an example of what they wanted the gorge to look like. And I think that's the best picture of it. It's the original channel, all the cottonwoods are gone, and it's just, it's kind of a willow thicket.
Yeah.
There's one of the most abundant, or most, one of the densest brown trout populations in the state exists there. But they're all kind of stunted. They're 8-10-inch fish with big heads. This thing, you know, a battle of viewpoints here, dueling experts. They're saying we should emphasize wildlife and forget about the fishery. And we're saying, you know, the best thing for the gorge, the most endangered resource of all here, is a desert river. The best thing is to make it back to a river. But the department felt that we gave them assurances up front before negotiating that power plant system had to remain economically viable. So we've almost come up with a settlement that would use somewhere between 20 and 30% of the percentage, the majority of it would remain in the pipe. It'll have spring flows that are capable of scouring the bottom, mobilizing the bed, cleaning the gravel, knocking out encroaching vegetation, so the channel won't narrow up. And I actually have a couple before and after pictures because we had a test flow to test this idea. And I think I'll just hand them around. I'd kind of like to get them back, actually, but if I could just hand them around as a pair, you can see the before and after. 1,000 words, it'll save my mouth and your ears.
So you said 15 CFS up there?
Yeah, in the upper half of the...
Primarily from where?
Leakage,
dam,
and spring flow.
Okay, where does it start?
All 6 miles upstream of us.
6 miles from where we are now.
Yeah.
What's the flow on this one?
Right, on this? That's probably 35.
Is that, or pretty close to it? Do you think it's optimal?
No.
Would you like to see higher?
No. Like I said, you should have seen it when it was 300. Hydro generation here. You'd have to just remove Crowley to make it optimal. But I think it's probably a good deal for the river. And as far as return for the water invested or the hydropower foregone, I think the settlement's going to be more like double 35.
I think it was
700.
700.
Okay. So you should actually have that. How long does that have to run at 700?
Half a day, a couple hours. it peaked and they held it for, I think, 4 hours and then brought it down. So, you know, the gorge is visually striking. This is a trail that five minutes down and 20 minutes back up, or an hour and 20 back up, depending. Yeah. If I was fishing it, I'd head down here and I'd go downstream. Go around to where we hit the T intersection where we first drove right up to the pipe. It's, take a right turn and there's a power plant down there. You can park there and walk up the gorge. Yeah, it's pretty level walking and great fishing up there.
And it's all open to fishing.
It's all open to fishing, district general regulations. But not a whole lot of pressure. And again, maybe time of day. When the shadows are lengthy, then the fishermen will probably be coming back.
Does it have any hatches?
Yeah, it's got what it seems to be, but there's
God, there's elk. Fly. There's caddis. That means there's elk hair caddis.
You got it. You got elk hair caddis.
Doesn't have elk hair caddis.
So what we'd like to do, we're actually, there's three power plants on it. Each of them has an average of about 230 cubic feet per second. So there's a huge amount of electricity built or generated here. We don't know because it's proprietary information, but I look at my power bill because they're my utility. I figure out what I'm paying per kilowatt, and I have an idea about how many megawatts they generate here. And us here earns them on the order of 150,000 gross.
Good.
So it was not an easy thing to convince them to release any water. So what we'd like to do now, this is probably the single best overlook of the gorge that we can drive down. The water's edge, and we got a cooler with drinks for you.
The woods. Tomorrow afternoon.
There was a plan to actually put a dam on the gorge here. This was pre Los Angeles. You can see a little bit of a dam that's reached all the way on the left side. There's a tunnel from that dam that goes through the Hogback, and it lines right up with the shaft that you see. They're going to run that all the way over to Fish Stick to build another dam there and make off-stream storage. It turns out to be not such a good idea in a landscape. And storing it off-stream here is not a good idea. Can I answer any questions before we hop in the car and head up to down there?
Days. Okay.
And when all the others predictably clear and low. This is where the mammoth guys.
And you said back there that downstream is where we wanted to be if we were fishing. That's
yeah.
The whole
primarily here this reach will get a lot more traffic. It's naive when you get away from the roadhead.
Just had a surface tag.
Really?
Right here in the Civil Back Eddy, in front of the, there's an active trout right in front of this rock. About 4, 6, 5 feet straight out of the stream.
Okay, this is a good spot.
Nice,
kind of old,
gorgeous.
It's nice and cool here.
Maybe it's exclusively brown.
Brown?
So I have to have that.
Yeah, in the upper gorge, there's about 10% rainbow, but we rarely see it.
keeping a hole right there in that rock.